With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Business opportunities are like buses. There's always another one coming. That's what Richard Branson once said. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. This week, we've got a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. We're going to be joined by guests Mo Vila, Kevin Einbinder of Tandem HR, Abby Weisberg of Kesha Chicago, and former Congressman Joe Walsh. And I'll be sharing tips on incorporating your business at the end of the program. It's a live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. We're going to kick off the program with a fantastic guest. We've got Mo Vila of the Vila Group joining us on the program. Mo, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Oh, thank you so much, Shalom. It's so good to be with you.
Fantastic. I've really been looking forward to chatting with you. You've got a simply impressive, would be an understatement, an amazing resume. You've rubbed shoulders with many a president, vice president, and many elected officials around the country, and just excited to learn a thing or two from you. So one of the things that I talk a lot about on the program is learning something from everybody that we meet. And many of us, you and I, Mo, we meet a lot of people. You've rubbed shoulders with, you've been former deputy chief of staff to Vice Presidents Gore and Biden. What did you learn from them?
Oh, my goodness. I would take up your whole show, frankly. But you know what, in a nutshell, first of all, to value the privileges that are gifts from the universe on our journey. And so that was the first thing I learned was what an incredible privilege it was to get to serve my country and to be the first Hispanic American to serve in the White House in a senior role twice with Vice President Gore and Vice President Biden. From a professional kind of career perspective, I would say that what I learned from them was to hold yourself and the people around you to the highest standard in integrity, in ethics, in performance. And it has turned out to serve me quite well in my career.
Mo, you and I had had coffee a few weeks ago in D.C. and a great conversation. And what we really talked about was how businesses need to seek out opportunities, that businesses have opportunities to get government contracts. And the Vila Group, which you founded, helps businesses with that. Do you think that a small business, a micro business, a mom-and-pop operation in Chicago, Illinois, has a shot at landing a federal contract if they tried?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think for far too long, what has kept our small businesses across the country, including the Windy City, from engaging in the pursuit of federal government contracts is that it's a behemoth, it's a monstrosity, it's a bureaucracy the size of the largest probably in the country, and it's scary, and it's intimidating. I'm very fortunate to have the Vela Group, and you know, we work with small and medium-sized businesses, as you pointed out, from across the country in every sector you can imagine, to kind of overcome that intimidation of trying to do business with the government. But there are so many ways, Shalom, to do it, from teaming to prime contracting to subcontracting until you have past performance. And you and I think over coffee, I think the common theme of everything we discussed while we were together was the fact that you and I understood the value of relationships.
That's what it's all about. It is all about building relationships and you know, going to the Vela Group website, you see some of the relationships that you formed. It's very appropriate that the cover photo on your website is a picture of the White House. because yeah, I know that's a place where you've spent a lot of time. So, Mo, do you for the small businesses, for the small business owners that are listening to Get Down to Business this week, what do you think? Should they start from scratch and try to build those relationships on their own, or can they work with a group like the Villa Group to, that will perhaps open doors and help them get their foot in, whether it's with local government, state government, or even the big house, the White House, and Congress?
You know, honestly, I don't want to use this time together. It's all about helping your listeners and the business owners who are seeking your guidance and your brilliance. So I don't want to turn it into a marketing pitch for my company. But what I have found, right, is that companies like mine can be a tremendous value add, in particular for the small mom and pops and the medium-sized businesses who have never done business with the federal government or who have never even tried because of the complexities involved. Some pretty, stringent regulatory components and obstacles, if you will, or what appear to be obstacles. I do recommend that our small businesses seek guidance and insight from those of us who have spent many years learning how to maneuver in and around those complexities and challenges. So whether it be my company or yours, Shalom, or anybody else's for that matter, but the key is to find somebody who understands the system, who understands the laws and the regulations regarding government contracting, and above all, frankly, who have effective relationships across the government that will then assist these small businesses to have an opportunity to share their capabilities and get on their radar screen, because that's the key.
Excellent advice. So we're talking with Mo Villa of the Villa Group in Washington, D.C. Mo, former Deputy Chief of Staff to Vice Presidents Biden and Gore. And Mo, one theme that I'm hearing you say that you certainly practice what you preach is get involved. And you got involved and you had a number of opportunities handed to you or that you've really worked for. But for those of our listeners that are trying to find their opportunity, their way to give back, their way to get involved, what advice do you have for them?
Well, this is my favorite topic, as you discovered when we had coffee, because I want to make it very clear, the advice I would give anybody on this earth is to distinguish between networking, which everyone preaches and claims to be the solution to everything, where I say that is not the answer. The answer is building effective and connective relationships. Is a difference between handing out business cards at an event. So, yes, you go to these events. That's my advice. But I'm talking about quality over quantity. I'm talking about making sure you connect with a people strategically in a sincere and gracious manner, where that person's not going to just receive your business card, but they're going to remember you because you were gracious, because you connected with them, because you might have asked about their family, you might have asked about their career, but you sincerely cared about them, and they will remember you. That has been the most effective tool that I have found to be a contributing factor in my career, to my fulfillment and my satisfaction professionally, and it works for my clients. And that's what I do at the Vela Group. I help my clients develop those kind of effective, connective relationships that are more than just an exchange of business cards. They're actually the foundation upon which to build and nurture and enhance a relationship that will result in a growth of your business.
Well, Mo, aside for being the connector and the relationship builder for many businesses like our listeners, small business owners, you're also a man of stories. You've got many, many stories from your time in the White House, your time on the campaign trail, and you've got a lot of funny stories, and I can't wait for our next opportunity to have you on the show and for our next cup of coffee. We're slowly running out of time, Mo, so how can people learn more about the Villa Group and learn more about the services that you provide and perhaps get in touch if they want to hear some of those stories that I just mentioned?
Well, you're very kind to give me that opportunity to share that information. I welcome an email or a phone call from anybody. My email is very simple. It's Moe at the Vela Group, T thevelagroup.com. And you can go to my website at www.thevelagroup.com. We would welcome hearing from any of your listeners, Shalom. And I can't thank you enough, and I wish you a festive Purim this week. Hope to see you again soon on your next visit to our nation's capital.
Mo, I can't wait for it. Thank you. We'll definitely be in touch, and we'll have you back on the program to continue our conversation about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Thanks, Mo, and have a great evening. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. That phone number, once again, is 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. And after the break, we're going to be talking with Kevin Einbinder of Tandem HR about maintaining a work-life balance. That's right. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman taking a look at traffic. Problems persist on the south side. King Drive northbound still closed between 89th and 87th due to cleanup and investigation of an earlier fire. CTA is still rerouting the northbound number 3 buses. Express lanes, not really all that much going on anymore. We have some trouble on the outbound side of the Kennedy. Foster to Sayre is going to be slowing down a little bit. 22 minutes between downtown and O'Hare. Eisenhower inbound is your other delay between Racine and the Burn Circle. That's due to some road work in the left lane between those two points. Thorndale to the post office is 30 minutes. In from Mannheim is 17. Currently, Blue Line's experiencing some delays from sharing a single track between Racine and Jackson due to some construction. It's currently 26 degrees under cloudy skies in Chicago, dropping down to a low of 16 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
The President of the United States seems to have this soft spot in his heart for Muslim terrorists. First, he won't call them Muslim. Wouldn't want to offend them, poor terrorists. So misunderstood. But now, he admonishes those of us who are appalled by chopping off heads that we shouldn't get on our high horse and criticize. We did it too, back in the Crusades. Mr. President, it was over 1,000 years ago. We didn't do that. But our ancestors figured out it was wrong. That's the difference in a civilized society. You stop doing that which is uncivilized. AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
A message from Healthy Nutrition News. Stop. If you're over 40 and work out to stay young, do not do another exercise until you've read our free special report. Why? Because the fact is, if you're working out more than 90 minutes a week, you may actually be aging faster. You see, after 40, the aging process naturally begins to accelerate. About 6 months extra every year, and doing certain specific types of exercise have been shown to accelerate aging even more. But the great news is that by using a specific style of exercise, you can not only slow, but actually reverse the aging process to help you look and feel years younger. At worstagingexercise20.com, you're going to discover the number one worst exercise for aging, as well as the secret tips and tricks of a world-famous fitness expert to not only stop the rapid onset of aging, but also how to reverse it and actually help you begin aging backwards by allowing your body to restore your natural youth hormones. Go to worstagingexercise20.com for this free report. worstagingexercise20.com. That's worstagingexercise20.com.
You are listening to Get Down to Business, powered by Tandem HR. We are joined by Kevin Einbinder, Senior Project Manager at Tandem HR, talking as promised about work-life balance. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
Fantastic. So before we start talking about the topic of work-life balance, It seems that lots of people have various definitions for the time. How do you personally define work-life balance?
You know, you're right. If you Google work-life balance, it's all over the board. You know, from talking with different professionals and doing lots of different training, the way in which I see work-life balance is really making sure that your life is alignment with your values and priorities, the things that are really important to you, both from a work perspective and then also a personal life perspective.
Absolutely. And now that we've defined work-life balance, what are some tips for helping individuals maintain that balance?
I think one of the most important things for people to do is really to take an audit of their life. And what I mean by that is to look at their work life, look at their personal life. So let's just take your personal life, for example, is look in terms of the satisfaction you're getting. What's the most important thing to you in your personal life? Is it your relationships? Is it giving back to the community? Is it volunteer work? And making sure that you've got enough time to be able to accomplish those things so you have a fulfilled life. And then if you take it from the other angle, in terms of your work life, how do you feel when you go into work every day? I mean, of course, there's going to be some people who are just trying to earn a paycheck. But at the end of the day, do you really feel just stressed out, totally, like, involved as far as you're so preoccupied with work that you can't enjoy your personal life, that you're so tuned into work that you're checking your emails all the time and you're just so connected all the time? So being able to find that happy medium that you can find that satisfaction between that balance, and I know it's a little bit of a nebulous concept, but at the end of the day, really looking at your life and being able to figure out what you need to do to be able to find that balance.
We're talking with Kevin Einbinder, who serves as a senior project manager at Tandem HR, where, Kevin, you're identifying strategic opportunities to enhance the organization's various wellness programs and also helping the organization build their marketing program. So you understand what it means for to maintain that work-life balance. You're working with some of the Tandem HR clients and customers, as well as the internal opportunities. So what can employers do to help employees maintain the appropriate level, and appropriate is, I guess, a generic term, but an appropriate work-life balance?
Well, you know something, it really varies a lot on the organization, and I'm always a strong proponent that it really needs to come from the top. You know, fortunately at Tandem, our CEO, Bruce, is such a proponent as far as work-life balance, and I really believe if the senior leadership team doesn't believe in it, then it's not going to trickle down. Now, that being said, there's lots of different programs that can be implemented and put into place based on the culture of the organization. You know, I was just reading a study that was done from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and it talks about the influx of millennials into the workplace. And one of the things they really look for is flexibility, according to the study. So based on that, a lot of people are looking for flex time. That's one thing that's certainly beneficial. Another thing that a lot of organizations are doing is they're allowing their employees to do volunteer work during the workday. As a matter of fact, Tandem is the same, we're in the same boat, in which we actually allow our employees to do a certain amount of hours during the year to be able to give back to the communities and the organizations that they're passionate about. So things like that, recognizing employees, maybe giving discounts on gym memberships, things like that to be able to help them out. We also offer an employee assistance program, which I'm certainly happy to talk about, but offering EAP services to your employees so they can be able to help with their work-life balance, get the training and the resources necessary to free them up so they can focus on the things that are important to them.
So, Kevin, you gave a few examples of some larger companies. Tandem HR is certainly a growing company. I would still consider it in the late phases of startup. Do you think that this suggestion, or this more than suggestion, but really important advice they are sharing for businesses, holds true for small, perhaps even micro businesses as well?
No, that's a really good question, because, you know, a lot of times when we think about work-life balance, you think of the larger companies or the mid-sized and growing companies. And absolutely, I believe it could be done in a mom-and-pop shop or as far as a larger organization. And the way in which it can be done really at a smaller organization is, even if you have an employee, you know, maybe you have an employee base of 5 to 7 employees or something like that, there are things that you can be doing. You know, so for example, who the owner of the organization is, maybe it's occasionally just giving a gift certificate for a massage for somebody. Maybe it's a giving, you know, a day off, you know, just kind of without unexpected is really recognizing employees in small ways. You know, again, there's been research saying what's important to employees, regardless of the size of the organization. And even though employees certainly value compensation, one of the things they really, really recognize is just being recognized in the workplace. So if it's a small company or a large company, being recognized for the work that you do and being able to accommodate different types of schedules.
And what types of services does Tandem HR provide to help your clients, other companies, with their employees' work-life balance?
Well, one of the biggest things that we have is the employee assistance programs. And I know a lot of times when people think of EAP services, they think of the traditional counseling. And certainly that is a major component of an EAP program. But there's something else that we provide too, and that is work-life solutions and legal financial solutions. So, for example, if I'm going on a trip in a couple weeks, you know, I may not have the time to do the research to find good deals and all that. They can contact us, and we'll do the research for them. And the reason that contributes to work-life balance is because we're doing the work for them to free their employees up so they can focus on their work and the rest of their life. So we do that. And we also have a very comprehensive wellness program. And what I mean by that is we'll go into companies and we'll do everything from biometric measures to be able to determine the health of the employee, organizational fitness, things of that nature, and introduce programs to be able to help the employees to be able to find that wellness, everything from the mental wellness, it might be meditation, it might be more in terms of good diet, whatever it might be, but coming up with an integrated solution for their employees so they have a strong workforce that's resilient and be able to perform and really meet the company's bottom line and at the same time really be engaged in their company.
And Kevin, if for our small business listeners, for professionals that might be listening, what is the one bit of advice that you would encourage people to try to implement, not as a long-term plan, but this week, to take something out of this show and tomorrow try to maintain their work-life balance just a little bit better? What suggestions might you have for our listeners?
I think it's one very, very simple thing is listen. You know, we spend so much time if coming up with programs and ideas and this and that is simply listen to your workforce, engage them in conversations and listen to what they have to say. Ask them the right questions. Ask them, what can I be doing as a leader of this organization to be able to help you to be more satisfied with your work life here and to be able to make sure that you're able to maintain your work-life balance is really listen and then implement solutions. And hopefully Tandem can be at the table with them to be able to help them implement those solutions.
Fantastic advice from Kevin Einbinder, Senior Project Manager at Tandem HR. Kevin, lots of great advice. How can people contact you to learn more if they want to discuss implementing a work-life balance EAP program in their company?
Absolutely. They can contact me directly, 630-928-0510, and just ask to speak with me, and I'd be happy to talk with them about solutions to help them maintain work-life balance along with wellness programs.
Once again, Kevin Einbinder from Tandem HR, your solution center. You can call him at 630-928-0510. Also, find Tandem HR, lots of helpful advice and information for employers on their website, tandemhr.com. Kevin, we'll have you back on real soon to continue the conversation about improving the workplace for our small business listeners out there. Many thanks for joining us on the program. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That phone number is so easy to remember. It's 708-771-7777. Call Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. And after the break, we're going to be talking with Abby Weisberg, the CEO of Keshet Chicago. Next week, a week from today, actually, they will be celebrating 33 years of service by honoring Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky and Athletico as the Employer of the Year, as well as Simon Lesser and Carol Patinkin, Keshet parents, board members, and volunteers. And that's taking place a week from today on March 8th. You can find out more at 847-205-1234 or visit Keshet.org. And after the break, we're going to be talking with Abby Weisberg, the CEO of Keshet, about what to expect next Sunday evening at their 33rd annual event celebrating 33 years of service. So excited to have that conversation. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And you can always get on my website, shalomkline.com, to download podcasts of Get Down to Business. At the end of the program, I'm going to be sharing tips on how to incorporate your business. You won't want to miss a minute of it. Keep tuning in. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
The president of the United States seems to have this soft spot in his heart for Muslim terrorists. First, he won't call them Muslim. Wouldn't want to offend them, poor terrorists. So misunderstood. But now, he admonishes those of us who are appalled by chopping off heads that we shouldn't get on our high horse and criticize. We did it too, back in the Crusades. Mr. President, it was over 1,000 years ago. We didn't do that. But our ancestors figured out it was wrong. That's the difference in a civilized society. You stop doing that which is uncivilized. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Arguments continue over a bill linking money for Homeland Security with the president's actions on immigration reform.
Last Friday, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said she got assurances from Republicans of a vote later this week on a clean funding bill for DHS. But a senior aide to House Speaker John Boehner is adamant that no such promise was made. But Republicans don't have the votes in the Senate to block the executive order.
Fox's Doug McElway in Washington. A shocking scene in a Baltimore neighborhood, a shooting that left one dead and three others wounded.
Neighbors say this area has its bad days every now and then, but it's normally quiet. Police say it's too early to comment on a motive or descriptions of the person or people responsible, along with how they got away.
Adam Yosem, a Fox affiliate WBFF in Baltimore. The shootings occurred near Morgan State University. The man who died was from Baltimore, but did not live in that particular neighborhood. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Right now, the south side, that cleanup and investigation of an earlier fire does continue. King Drive still shut down northbound between 89th and 87th. CTA rerouting the northbound number 3 bus. Kennedy is the only expressway still has any kind of delay on it. Nagel to Sayre, you got to be slowing down a little bit. 21 minutes between downtown and O'Hare Airport. On the blue line, we have some delays because of single track sharing between Racine and Jackson until 9 p.m. due to some construction. Then on the brown line, they are rerouted into the red line subway tunnel between Fullerton and Roosevelt until tonight. That is due to some maintenance work. It is currently 26 degrees under partly cloudy skies here in Chicago, dropping down to a low of 16 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. R.B. Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-933-2280. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-933-2280. That's 1-800-933-2280. 1-800-933-2280.
You are back on Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, joined over the phone by Abby Weisberg, CEO of Keshet. Abby, welcome to the program. Abby, welcome to the program. Are you on with us?
I'm on.
Okay, fantastic.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. Abby, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So, Abby, has it really been 33 years of Keshet?
Seems like yesterday, but it has been 33 years of Keshet, and we've weathered the years, and we're strong and doing well and growing.
Strong and mighty. So tell, for our listeners that aren't familiar with Keshet, tell us about the work that you do in helping children and young adults with special needs.
Well, Keshet is an organization that provides year-round programming for individuals with developmental or intellectual challenges, and we accommodate, you name it, and we serve those people from a range of disabilities to a range of abilities. And what's unique really about this organization is that though we have a Jewish mission, we also take care of many people within our organization who are not Jewish. And what people love about Keshet is the fact that we're a family, the fact that we're able to bring people together who, in a world where it can be very isolating, we bring people together. And along the lines that make us unique are the fact that we've been doing inclusion or mainstreaming before people even knew what that word meant.
It's amazing. And next Sunday, we're celebrating 33 years of service. The theme of the banquet is Stand Together, and we are standing together, inclusion, standing together, celebrating the hard work and dedication of many volunteers and folks that have given so much to help the organization, like United States Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. She's receiving an award. But also, this show is all about small business, so honoring Athletico. Tell us about the special relationship that Keshet has with that great business organization.
Well, you're right. The part that makes Keshet unique is the fact that we're a family, and we individualize every opportunity we can for every team member, every participant, every camper, every student. And we've grown as our kids have grown. So, for example, the few people that we have, because we are mighty and growing, the people that we have working at Athletico, when I met with Mark Kaufman, who's the CEO of Athletico, and Jeff Hayes, his right hand, who built the company from a storefront, it was a great story. When I hear them mention by name our students, their employees, it is so heartwarming. They know each person by name, and they didn't ask how were we going to do this. They asked when could we start, and we'll figure out all the rest.
So they're going to be the we're going to be celebrating them as the Employer of the Year, which is so exciting and so well deserved. As mentioned, also honoring United States Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, and the special guests of honor are Simon Lesser and Carol Patinkin. What have they done?
Oh, what have Simon and Carol done? They are parents that every organization dreams of having. They are parents that have partnered with the teachers when Avi, their son, was very young, and Avi has Williams syndrome. And Carol has worked as, she's been board chair, I believe her husband Simon has also been board chair, and they never let the needs of their own child mark any one of their decisions in growing the organization. They always had all the children's best interest at heart.
So many good people supporting such a good cause. And aside for the people being recognized, it's also a fun evening, and it's taking place next Sunday. Abby, tell us how people can register. Tell us where the event's going to be, and tell us about the special guest speaker.
Well, the event is going to be held at the Sheraton Chicago downtown, where we expect to have over between 13 and 1,400 people attending Chicago philanthropists. And Ed Asner of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, who is both a father and a grandfather of a child with autism, will be our keynote speaker. And everyone there is really there for the recognizes the work that Kesha has done. We're known locally, we're known nationally, and we're known now internationally. So it's just exciting. And if you want to come and be inspired, or you want to learn more about our programs, you can always go to www.keshet.org, or you can call our main office at 847-205-1234. Ask for me, Abby Weisberg, and I'm always happy to guide or direct you as to whom you should speak with regarding what program or how you can get involved.
Fantastic. Abby Weisberg of Keshet, that banquet celebrating 33 years of service, great organization, taking place next Sunday, the 8th, at the Sheraton Chicago. Register at keshet.org. Thank you, Abby, for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much, Shalom, for letting the world know about what we're doing, and keep up the good work.
So excited. After the break, we're talking with former Congressman Joe Walsh, host of Walsh Freedom, host of so much good stuff. We're going to be talking about how Governor Rauner is trying to shake up Springfield, and is he doing a good job? And maybe I'll be able to get Joe to come along with me to the Kesha Banquet. We'll talk about that after the break. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Big problems on the outbound Bishop Ford. We got solid traffic between 130th and the Steel Bridge. That's due to an earlier car fire that was blocking all lanes. However, that has since been cleared up, but the delay has yet to dissipate. 30 minutes between the Dan Ryan and 8094. We also have that closure remaining on the south side on King Drive northbound between 89th and 87th due to investigation of an earlier fire. CTA is still rerouting the northbound number 3 bus. Inbound on the Bishop Ford between the Steel Bridge and 130th, we have a little bit of a gaper's delay between those points. 16 minutes between 8094 and the Ryan. It is currently 21 degrees under cloudy skies in Chicago, dropping down to a low of 16 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Amy Jacobson here, and you know, so many people ask, Amy, is that buy one, get one free deal still available at MyPillow.com? The good news is it is. MyPillow helps with snoring, headaches, chronic back pain, insomnia. I cannot live without MyPillow from MyPillow. It's American-made, and the best part is you can throw it in the washer and dryer when it gets dirty. And MyPillow recently received a huge honor by being named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. So here's the great MyPillow 10-year anniversary offer. Use the promo code AMY and get two MyPillows for the price of one, plus 50% off all other products. So visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. Again, that's two MyPillows for the price of one, plus 50% off anything else by using the promo code AMY. Do it now, 800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com, 800-489-0201.
Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Thrilled to be joined by Joe Walsh, my friend and fellow radio host every day, every weekday afternoon, here on AM 560 The Answer. Joe, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Hey, Shalom. It's great to be with you, my friend.
You bet. So, Joe, let's start with Chicago. Are you surprised that Rahm's in a runoff?
No. You know what? I think he's angered so many people, and Chicago still has so many problems. I think it's great. Look, he's an arrogant guy. I so want him to have to sweat to get reelected. Chicago's got real problems, and Rahm's just sort of ignored most of them.
And it just shows that money doesn't buy everything. You can't win an election just by spending, spending, spending. You sort of have to earn people's vote, and he just didn't do it the first time around. What's your prediction for the runoff? Will Chuy Garcia pull it off and get rid of Rahm Emanuel?
I'll tell you, Shalom, I think Chuy's got a real chance. Look, the national spotlight is going to be put on this race. If you're Barack Obama or you're Hillary Clinton and you're a very good friend of Rahm Emanuel's, I don't think you want to come into Chicago if you're one of those two to help him. You don't want to anger African-Americans, Hispanics, Latinos, progressives, who are all going to get behind Chuy. So I think Rahm's going to have to try to do this by himself. And again, nobody loves Rahm. People just put up with him. I think it's going to be a close race.
And so many aldermanic races also in a runoff. It's been a record year, and I think it's going to be a very, very interesting April. A lot of money being spent. You're going to be seeing a lot of ads on TV and radio, so get used to it. Joe, you and I talked during the general election, during the gubernatorial election,
yep.
And you said, you know, despite differences, you were standing with Bruce Rauner because we had to get rid of Pat Quinn, and we had to start, as Bruce always said, shaking up Springfield. Has he done a good job in his first month or two in office?
You know what, Shalom? I think you judge how well Rauner's doing, the governor's doing, by how many groups of people and special interest groups and really individuals that he's making angry. He's making a lot of people angry right now because he's got to make some tough decisions. The state's broke. The state's broken. And he understands that at least this first year or two, the tough choices are going to make people unhappy. But look, everybody's got to suck it up in this state. We've been living well beyond our means for so very long. I hope, Shalom, I hope that he sticks to his guns.
Well, I love it. Only Joe Walsh can say that the way you judge success is by how many people you've managed to piss off and get angry. And you know what? Good for you. That's right. And Joe, you're on every day on the Joe Walsh Show every weekday afternoon here on AM 560. The Answer. Can we get a little teaser what you'll be talking about and angering people about tomorrow?
Well, you're gonna like this, Shalom. I'm going to have Caroline Glick on. To talk about Benjamin Netanyahu's upcoming speech on Tuesday. I think it's going to be an incredibly important speech. There will be some Democrats who will boycott that speech, and each and every one of those Democrat names have got to be put out in public, the fact that they stood up Benjamin Netanyahu. It's going to be a really, really big deal, and he's going to lay out for this country how in danger Israel really is.
It's an important speech, and I hope that our listeners today and your listeners tomorrow afternoon will tune in. We might not be in the halls of Congress. But you got to listen, you got to stay informed, and you got to speak up and advocate. Israel is our best friend, and friends stand together.
They are our best friend, and they are in grave, grave danger right now. And again, you and I talk politics a lot. This president has not made things easier for Israel at all.
So I would hate to end on a negative note like that. So I'd rather talk about something positive. Just before you joined us on Get Down to Business, we had Abby Weisberg of Keshet. I know you know, and
wonderful.
I know.
Yep.
Wonderful person, wonderful organization. Joe, any chance we'll see you there at the banquet next week?
There is. My wife, Helene, mentioned this. I think she might have spoken to you. Shalom, there is a chance that we may come. It's a great, great cause, great organization, and you deserve so much credit for helping to promote it.
Well, hopefully we'll see you there. We'll talk offline. Joe, how can people, when can people hear you on the radio? When can people hear you angering people and shaking things up on the radio?
5 to 8, Monday through Friday, every day. 5 in the afternoon, Shalom. 5 to 8 every day.
And Walsh Freedom. Walsh Freedom, how can people get involved in your important work?
Go to walshfreedom.com and sign up. What we do, Shalom, is we're a grassroots army of people who believe in freedom, and we just work hard to advance freedom all over the state of Illinois. So just go to my website, walshfreedom.com.
Good for you. Former Congressman Joe Walsh, you can tune in every weekday, 5 to 8 on AM 560 The Answer, and check out walshfreedom.com. Joe, we'll obviously follow up. We'll obviously have you back on the show to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Chicago and Illinois and around the world. Thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Love to be with you. Great
awesome.
Work.
Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com. Or you can call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. That's the hotline for the Solution Center of Tandem HR. Find them online, tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. After the break, I'm going to be talking sharing tips on incorporating your business. You can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com, shalomklein.com. That's the site for all your information about small business and jobs. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop, high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Playing guitar in a rock band was the best time of my life. But like a dummy, I didn't wear earplugs. So I got this ringing in my ears called tinnitus. It screwed up my focus, my creative edge. I had trouble sleeping, and I had to keep asking people, "What? What'd you say?" It was awful until I discovered Ringaway.
Ringaway is the new fast-acting breakthrough designed with doctor-recommended ingredients to relieve constant ringing or buzzing. And right now, they're letting the public try it for free. Just call 1-800-718-4557 now while supplies last. The only product of its kind, Ringaway is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
Ringaway is amazing. I just wish I'd tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try Ringaway for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-718-4557. That's 1-800-718-4557. 1-800-718-4557.
You can find out about all of my events at shalomklein.com. And now it's time for Business Tip of the Week, which can be heard daily on the Dan and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. You know what? We were going to talk about how to incorporate your business in Illinois, but I'd rather talk to you about something that I'm sort of passionate about right now. This past Monday, I was invited to the Bulls game. And it was a long day, and we went, my wife and I, we went to the United Center. Long, long day of working, and we get there. It was a last-minute decision. We parked. The Bulls were playing the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm not a sports fan, but it was fun to get there. And, hey, these days they even have kosher hot dogs at the United Center. And we were sitting with some friends. We were in the first row. We didn't pay for it, I promise. We were in the first row right behind the floor seats. And at about halfway, at about halftime, that just shows you how ignorant I am in sports, at about halftime, the person who brought us to the game told me to turn over to my right, and two seats away from me was Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. And I know that many of you are probably listening to the program and probably just gasped, either because you're excited that he was there, or perhaps because you just really don't like the guy. And I know there's a lot of opinions about him, and listen, I don't agree with him on a lot of things. But he was sitting two seats away from me, and without much hesitation, I got up and I walked over to him and I said, "Reverend, I'm Shalom Klein," quickly introduced myself, and I said, "We have to find a way to build bridges." And he said, "Amen, brother." And he said, "What's your number? We'll get in touch." Later that night, the picture that that somebody had taken of the Reverend and I posted it to Facebook with the caption of talking with Reverend Jesse Jackson about building bridges. And what happened was something that I did not expect. And frankly, I'm very disappointed by. There were well over 50 comments posted on my Facebook page. People say, with strong hate language, people saying the worst, awful, awful things about him. And then it got personal, and people started telling me, shame on you, Mr. Klein, for talking to him. Mind you, this guy was sitting two seats away from me at the Bulls game. It was not planned. He's not my friend. Chances are I'll never see him again. But you know what? The guy was sitting next to me, and like it or not, he's a pretty influential guy for some good reasons, for some bad reasons. And we do have to find more ways to build bridges. I believe that. And that's been what I've been doing over the past few years. That's what the show is all about. So you know what? As my wife said, if you're only talking to people that you agree with, you're going to get nothing accomplished. And I agree with that. You need to build bridges. You need to talk to people, even people that you don't agree with. That's how you get things done. Our listeners know that. That's how you get things done in business. My friends know that. That's how you build bridges between communities, different ethnic backgrounds, different religious backgrounds. That's what makes our country great. We talk to people. We disagree with people. We disagree vocally, but we don't spit out hate. Hate doesn't help anyone. We talk to people, and we try to build bridges. We try to find ways to win friends. And friends, I think that that's something so important. I'm disappointed by the hate rhetoric that was posted online. You know, I stand by what I did talking to Reverend Jackson. Would do it again 12 times over because it's so important to build bridges, and that's my commitment to you. We will continue building bridges. We will have people on this program that you agree with, that you don't agree with. That's okay. You're listening to Get Down to Business, where the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Sometimes people might agree with what I say, sometimes you won't, and that's okay. You know, let me know what you think. I want to hear your comments, respectful comments. Contact me through my website, shalomklein.com. That's where you can download podcasts from the show. And in fact, you could even see that picture that I'm talking to you about. But again, be respectful. We're all about building bridges. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Your networking tip of the week is actually about giving back. Always, always giving back. You've got to be able to give in order to get. The most successful networkers that I know think first about how they can help satisfy the needs of those who they wish to initiate or strengthen relationships with. Get Down to Business, once again, is brought to you by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Check them out online, tandemhr.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you again next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years...